Blog Talk Radio.
He kissed me, and all I could say is, wow. I could feel all my synapses snap and snap back, and as I sat back, I tried to keep track of how this inferno is now ablaze. He's hotter than hell, make even Hades bust his sweat and want to turn on the AC like fighting a fight you just don't want to win. Give you that, oh shit, you feel so good type moment. Bring the floodwaters like the hip guy.
Welcome to Sin's Writer Request. And now your host, Miss Sin.
It's Monday night. This is Sin's Writer Request, and I'm your host, Miss Sin City. I'm so happy that you guys were able to join me. Tonight's guest, she'll be on in a few minutes, but I will be talking with the lovely Miss Mimi of Celebrate Life, Inc. So before we even get into that, a few thank yous and a few updates and a few things. So last Friday, we had the first Paint and Sit with Sin City, and it was absolutely fabulous. Shout out to Miss Leslie Dove, who was our instructor for the night and an awesome, awesome, awesome person, awesome instructor. We had lots and lots of fun. Room was packed, so shout out to all my people who were there just to really partake and really have some fun. Even my boys were there and they did painting, so we're very excited about that and very happy about that. The next one will be in January, so as we plot and plan, keep a spot for me on your calendars for January, because we're gonna be doing it up. But it was an absolutely awesome event, great family time, let's say, because I knew a lot of people personally in the building, so that was a great thing. And, of course, shout out to my girl Rosie of Dana's Delights. It was her birthday yesterday, so she has been celebrating since Friday. Big shout out to Rosie for doing it up. So first song of the night, while we get us in the mood to be talking to Miss Mimi, here is Music Soul Child in Love.
Afraid I don't know how, 'cause there's a possibility that you look at me differently, love. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, from then on I knew that by you being in my life, things were destined to change, 'cause love. Many people use your name in vain. Love, those who have faith in you sometimes go astray. Love, through all the ups and downs, the joys and hurts. Love, for better. To know you, longing for your kiss, for your kiss, touch, for your kiss, your many nights I've cried from the things you do, felt like I could die from the thought of losing you. I know that you're real, with no doubts and no fears and no questions.
So many people
lose
their
faith
in you.
Love.
was Music Soul Child and Love. You are listening to Sense Writer Request. I'm your host, Miss Sense City. And, I'm so happy I started with that song. You know how you forget what certain songs do to you? Yeah, that one had me feeling all kinds of warm and squishy on the inside and whatnot, whatnot. Anyway, tonight's special guest, she is an awesome person, awesome personality. Survivor is beyond what I could possibly say about this lovely lady. 10 years of life and pursuit beyond colon cancer, and just an all-around fantastic person who lends her personality and her creativity to others. Please help us welcome Miss Mimi.
Yay! Welcome,
Hey, girl, I'm so excited that you are here. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
So tell the people, you know, I love you. I absolutely do. Tell the people a little bit about Miss Mimi and Celebrate Life, Inc., and who you are and what you do and what you're all about.
Well, I am Miss Mimi. Full name, Miriam Pierre-Louis.
Yes, I celebrate life. Haitian, Inc. Y'all, get that.
You know, yes,
that,
I'm Haitian.
Sorry.
I'm Haitian, doing big things.
Yes.
We have Celebrate Life is my event planning and event design company. And I, aside from having that company, I do have, you know, I'm a jack of all trades, but it's pretty much the same thing. I have the Playhouse and More Than Baskets and Me Reveal.
Uh-huh.
And we do it all, you know. We do it all. Pretty much all the companies I started had to do with self-healing, pretty much, I could say.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to have events all the time, but I realized it's too expensive for me to just keep doing celebrations for myself. So that's why I said if I could get other people to celebrate, then it'll be more beneficial for me, you know?
You're right.
To get it right to celebrate. So that's one of the biggest reasons why I started Celebrate Life, Inc., to get people to just celebrate where they are. It doesn't matter if it's a birthday or just a milestone, you know, just to celebrate. You know, life is very, very short. And I think that's one thing cancer showed me at a very young age. Because I was diagnosed when I was 25. I was lucky to survive. I was lucky to make it to 10 years, even though my doctors told me, you know, wait till 5 years, you're not sure. And then they say wait till 10 years, and now I'm at 10 years. So I always keep saying I'm going to be here for 100 years. That's a lot of years because I'm 35.
That's right.
But
well, you know, maybe not 100.
Positive, right?
Maybe not 100, but but you're going to get damn close. Absolutely, you will.
You know?
I'm so excited for you.
Close.
That's all we're asking for. You're not asking for the full 100 because, you know, God has other plans. But, you know, you're going to get as close to it as absolutely possible, and you are definitely going to step into your purpose to do that. People need to know, but I don't want to make it feel very somber. There was definitely the struggle of finding out in the beginning with the cancer and, of course, treatment and recovery. But beyond that part of the struggle, what were some of the hardest things that you had to deal with, and how did your not just your personal how did you figure it out, but how did you come to create the companies to help heal you?
Okay. So
I love you.
Finding out was an accident. You know, and the reason why I say an accident. Because they weren't looking for that. I had 2 years where I was in pain a lot, and they kept I was getting a lot of misdiagnoses between gastritis and acid reflux. And
not to change the whole purpose of us having this conversation, but in 2006 I was raped. So that was another concern from my doctors, because they kept, you know, bringing it back to that instead of looking at what's going on now. They kept saying, oh, maybe it's emotional trauma. That's why you have pain at this time all the time. You know, maybe you're forcing yourself to vomit. Maybe, you know, they kept thinking maybe I was doing some of the things to myself, like the consistent vomiting all the time, not holding down my food, choosing to want to be more holistic. Because when my body started rejecting food, you know, I kept thinking, oh, maybe my body just don't want this.
Right.
So I started doing pretty much vegetables and fruits and water. But then my body started rejecting even that. I ended up about 92 or 93 pounds when I ended up in the hospital. And I was bleeding internally. And they're the one who told me. I didn't know. I went there because I was just like, you know, I'm having a lot of pain in my back. And it was like, well, other than the pain, your pressure's dropping. So if your pressure is dropping, that's when you're going. So after 2 days of doing all this different type of testing, they still couldn't figure out where. Mm-hmm. So they decided they would do a colonoscopy and an endoscopy, and the camera hit the tumor. And that's how they found it. They were shocked. They were shocked themselves. It was bigger than a man's fist. They were shocked that I had it all these years and no one noticed, or, you know, it went undetected pretty much. Even though they caught it early, it still was a very big size. And it very painful. I kept always telling people I felt like I was having contractions when the pain came, because it would come, I had to breathe through it, and it always felt like something was trying to rip through my stomach, literally. And that's pretty much what was going on, because it was in your colon. And your colon, you know, what it does is pushes things out. So it's like the
right.
tumor was stuck in the colon in a corner that it couldn't move. So every time I ate, pretty much it was pushing. It kept trying to push to go through, push to come out. It couldn't go nowhere. It was stuck. And I think one of the biggest things that they had to do for me to be able to even have the surgery is that they needed me to gain weight. So they had to go in with a, do another colonoscopy to put like a straw to go through it just so I could eat food. Because nobody really knows that your colon is very important for us, because that's where you get all your nutrients. So if your food doesn't pass that last part of your body, you're not going to get the nutrients. So that's why I kept losing. That's why I was losing weight.
That's why you're
because
losing weight. Okay.
That's why I was losing the weight, because my body wasn't passing that last step for it to get all the nutrients. Because it was
I wasn't
absorbing it. So they needed to find a way to get the food to go there so they could try to help me gain weight on my own. You know,
okay.
I didn't gain that much weight for surgery, probably like 10 pounds, you know, with that and all the other tubes and everything they gave me. But it wasn't a fun process. It was very painful. But I laugh about
it.
I have so much jokes. I have so many jokes about, you know, the whole being in the hospital for 3 weeks and, you know, doing my best to just keep everybody upbeat, because I know it was hard for people to see me. It was hard for them to look at
me.
So I had to make the jokes about myself. Like, yeah, I look anorexic. Yeah, I'm a skeleton, but you know. But I had to make them feel comfortable, because then they would stop coming visiting. And, you know, having visitors was like a big deal. I think having positive visitors made a big difference, because you wanted the
Made a big difference. Right.
It did. Because at nighttime when no one's there and all you hear is just the beat of the machine, it sends your mind going, like, is this really happening? Like, they keep telling me that this thing kills you. Like, you know, and they keep telling you, they try to get you to think about that. But I tell them, no, I don't want to think about that. I'm going to live. But the realness of the whole thing is that some people don't make it. So I wouldn't tell you that I didn't have those little nightmares in the middle of the night. But prayer helped, because that's the time where you have to pray, because everybody sleeps.
everybody else is resting, and you can't rest.
Exactly.
Because you're thinking.
And if anybody knows the hospital, there's no sleep. Even though people think at nighttime you sleep at the hospital, they wake you up like every hour.
Nah, buddy.
just to check if you're still breathing. Please.
To not
feed you and then come and try to take your iron early in the morning. Like, let me prick you now. I'm like, hello, can I have a burger first? Can you not tell me, you know? So in those moments, not to pass it, but, you know, so you survived. You had surgery. I know it was a definitely tasking situation. But looking back at those moments, what made you start to do, like, baskets? Where did the creative process start that started to heal you, and how did it heal you?
Okay, so before we even get into the baskets, because I talked about the Playhouse earlier, which is MNG Playhouse.
Yeah, no,
MNG Playhouse.
This is like something recent.
Yeah, it's 2010. So it's been 7 years that I've been making baskets. But the Playhouse started around the same time of Celebrate Life because with the whole thing of being raped and, you know, dealing with other things from childhood and stuff, I realized that us as women and men too, but women in particular, we experience a lot of different traumas in our lives, and it affects us to just be beautiful. Like, you know, just to move beautiful and know that you're sexy and know that you deserve to be pampered and know that it's okay to have a girl's night out and it's okay to play with toys.
Right.
It's okay to you know, engage in certain activities, right? So we created the Playhouse.
Right, and enjoy yourself.
Outlet.
It's okay to enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
So for me, it was healing because, you know, I get to just talk and say whatever I want to say, you know, and have other women who felt the same way. So we would do, you know, spa parties, pleasure parties, you know, theme parties, girls' night out, you know, all these different things to bring women together and still be able to talk about the hurts and pains, but shake that off and enjoy ourselves. But at the same time, the MNG Playhouse couldn't throw a 316 and couldn't throw kids shows.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we came up. That's why I had to do Celebrate Life. The baskets came about in 2010, because I had a real bad car accident where I woke up on the highway and realized that I couldn't move my right leg. And they told me that I wouldn't be able to move my right leg for like 6 months. So I had a lot of inventory from Mary Kay, because I had signed up to become a Mary Kay consultant. So I thought to myself, you know, I'm going to flip Mary Kay and then I'll be able to do more. But then I had like all this product in my house. And when I say product, I think I probably had $10,000 worth of products. I'm not even going to lie to you. I had a lot of products.
Wow.
And I needed to find a way to start moving them. So other than giving facials, I made baskets. And that's how I sold a lot of my products. But then when the products were over, for some reason, I still enjoyed what, you know, giving baskets and the expression on people's faces. And then my baskets wasn't as intricate as it is now. Like, you know, I was just putting in the towel, putting in the shower gel, and I think I was only charging for just the Mary Kay products and not everything else, because I was just like, I got to get rid of this.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I started to see what it did for, like, other people who bought it, like my sister used to buy her own baskets, and I used to see how excited she was to see each one I put up. I was like, you know what, maybe other people feel this way. And then I realized, there's other people who do actually appreciate the basket. And if they don't open it, it's not because they don't love it. It's because they love it too much. So,
girl, listen.
Even when I decided to throw it away, like, I'm not doing
basket,
some more.
Feel free. We ladies love, if it's one thing that you should know by now, ladies love things that twinkle, that sparkle, that glitter, and that look really, really pretty. So baskets are definitely on that list.
And it's not only just, you know, I learned how to just make other types of stuff, like boxes and suitcases and charger plates, you know, put them in different type of items and learn how to make stuff for men, baby baskets, you know, bridal shower baskets, wine baskets. So I don't only just do pampering baskets, and I also do, like, souvenirs and stuff. So it came from one thing and turned into something else. So with all that creativity, I could use it in Celebrate Life, Inc., you know, with the whole event planning and event design. And another part of my healing that's part of Celebrate Life is that I actually teach dance, and I taught in an after-school program for 15 years doing creative dancing. Because movement, music, you know, I feel is healing. And
Yep.
That was my other outlet. So anything with creating, as you can see, has been my therapy, you know?
Yeah.
Praise dancing.
No, listen.
All types of dancing.
As
working
a poet,
with
I
children.
Understand. Yeah, absolutely. I'm very excited for you because to come from that spot, to journey to where you are now, still not the easiest journey, I'm sure, between, you know, doctors and family and just things that kind of derail you just a little bit. I'm happy that you're able to always come back to center and find a space to
yes.
breathe. Because we need that. We
yes.
always need that. We definitely need to find a place to come back to center so that we can breathe and we can think and we can be the truest of ourselves. Because that makes you,
mm-hmm.
girl, a survivor. Hold that. Destiny's Child. Oh. Whole round. Yes. Destiny's Child and Survivor. This is Sin's Writer Request. I'm your host, Miss Sin City, and we are chatting it up with Miss Mimi of Celebrate Life, Inc., talking about her survival and her inspiration and, you know, all the things that she does and all the things that she's been through. Mimi, thank you so much for being with us tonight. Are you having a good time?
Yes, I was just doing the whole Survivor dance video while driving in the car.
Yes. Oh, my goodness gracious. So, so you've been, so Celebrate Life, Inc. has been in existence for,
how long? About, since, we did a name change. We used to be Celebration of Life, Inc., and then I switched it to Celebrate Life, Inc. in 2014. So when I started Celebration of Life, Inc., it was in 2008, like literally coming out of the hospital, finishing chemo. Like, you know, I just want to do celebrations all the time. but I ended up changing the name because I realized
change,
so many people use it. Because so many people use Celebration of Life for funerals and on their programs for funeral services. And I was just like,
okay.
So when I did it, everybody always kept thinking I was a church. And they always kept thinking that I was like something pertaining to the, you know, religious stuff. And it's not a problem to have that, but at the same time, you know, don't need no one to get confused either. You know.
True.
I changed it to the Celebrate Life, Inc. and added the event planning, you know, right behind it. Because even Celebrate Life, Inc., some people think other things also, which is good. It is a very uplifting name. You know, we got to celebrate life, but not just when people pass, we're celebrating here, now, where you at, right now,
right.
In this space.
Absolutely. So tell the people really quick, do a shameless plug, tell the people where they can find you, your phone number, how they can connect with you, and all that good stuff. This is your first shameless plug of the night. Go ahead.
Shameless plug. Celebrate Life, Inc. on Instagram and Facebook. You can always reach out to me on cell phone, also 646-299-7071. So if you didn't catch that, but Celebrate Life, Inc. Instagram,
We will not be repeating that. She just really gave you her direct business line on the air.
So if you didn't catch it, that's where you
was
meant to have it.
That's right. I will not be repeating it. Just let me let you know. But Celebrate Life, Inc., on Instagram, on Facebook, and of course she is connected to me on Instagram, on Facebook.
Oh, we have a website too.
Fan page.
We have a website too.
Oh, we have a website, darling.
The website is celebratelife.nyc. So www.celebratelife.nyc. No .com, no .net, .nyc. No ink.
Celebratelife.nyc. Because we're coming out of New York. Should say, I like your .nyc though. That's kind of fly.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
So tell the people about M&G Playhouse though.
M&G Playhouse, which is formerly Minority Girls, not Minority Girls, because you know some people used to get it twisted also, and that's the reason why we changed it to M&G Playhouse. So we wouldn't have to keep explaining the Minority Girls so much and. People just know, Playhouse, they're having fun. It started back pretty much around the same time, probably like 2009, 2010. Oh, hold on, one second.
Did she put me on hold on the radio?
She put me on hold on the radio, y'all. I love her. Nah, I'm here.
These are my
I'm
friends.
Because, you know, remember I told you I was driving. I had to, you know, pay attention to how I was parking. You know, I'm distracted by Sin City.
Hey.
It's okay. But M&G Playhouse is pretty much a place for us to just be, you know. But we do a lot of cool things. We do sister circles. We do the whole spa parties. Facials, manicures, you know, those little simple things you would think that is nothing. But some women feel guilty, especially when they know they have to pay bills and they want to do something nice for themselves. And I'm not talking about going to the Korean spot or going to the quick facial place. We're talking about like intense spa treatment. Like you're getting a full scrub down and you're getting that real manicure and pedicure where you can wear a robe and wear a towel around your head kind of experience, you know?
What?
We usually do that. We can do that at home. Sometimes we section off a place in a spa. But we do different things. And we also do like full fitness classes.
Okay, so Sin City Radio spa party coming soon, y'all.
Spa party coming soon, y'all.
And you know what's so funny? I was just thinking about that the other day. I was like, I want to do something for my birthday, but I'm not sure. What do I do? Do I do a spa party?
Sounds like you could do a spa party. Unless you want to do pole fitness, girl. You know, don't worry. These poles don't fall off the socket in the ceiling. They're stationed.
Oh. Ooh, girl, because, you know, just listen to this right here. We can't be falling nowhere. No.
I remember when we first started doing pole fitness classes, we had a couple of accidents. But now, you know, over the years.
I remember. So we need to make sure that those are good. So we're going to put together, you know what, I think we will. We will put together some kind of spa party pole fitness kind of situation. And we'll make sure that MNG Playhouse is in the building to facilitate and make everything happen. Because we are very excited.
Because, you know, that sounds awkward if you go, Celebrate Life is throwing a pole dancing class. You see, the ring don't sound good. So that's why we had to do the Playhouse. So MNG is having a pole fitness or a spa party. So that's why we have a day and night to the business. But it's the same company because we're still planning events.
Yeah, you are. Absolutely. As you should be. It's still, you know, everything for me is under Sin City everything. And actually that is the reason why I changed the name of my company, the parent company of all my productions, of all of my subsidiaries. Everything is now under Everything Sin City Inc. because everything is Sin City. Hello, it's me.
Branding.
Everything Sin City Inc. So there will definitely be some collaborations with Sin City and MNG Playhouse to make sure that we celebrate life and
that's
make it happen. So if you guys have any questions for Miss Mimi, yes, absolutely. If you guys have any questions for Miss Mimi, please feel free, 646-668-2921. She's going to be on the line chilling here for a little while. We got more questions for her because she thinks that she's going to get away from a number one question that I got about something very, very important. But we're going to play another song because we're going to let her live her life and hold on to it for just a little bit longer. And then she's going to tell us all about it. So it is T.I. and Rihanna, my girls. That's my cousin, you know. Live your life.
Life is an interesting journey. You never know where it'll take you. Peaks and valleys, twists and turns. You can get the surprise of your life. Sometimes on the way to where you're going, you might think, this is the worst time of my life. But you know what? At the end of the road, through all the adversity, if you can get where you wanted to be, you remember whatever don't kill you make you stronger. And all of the adversity was worth it. On your way to the top, you'll do anything. But how do you get your life back when you get there? Yeah, it's my dilemma.
What you need to do is be thankful for the life you got, you know what I'm saying? Stop looking at what you ain't got. Start being thankful for what you do got. Let's get to him, baby girl. Hey!
Yeah. amazing, they are great. But after all the game I gave away, safe to say I paved the way for you cats to get paid today. We'd still be wasting days away now had I never saved today. Consider them my protege. How much I think they should pay. Instead of being gracious, they violate in a major way. I never been a hater. Still, I love them in a crazy way. Some say they sold the yay and know they couldn't get work on Labor Day. It ain't that black and white. It has an area that's shaded gray. I'm west side anyway. Even if I left today and stayed away. Some move away to make a way. Not move away cause they afraid. I brought back to the hood. And all you ever did was take away. I pray for patience, but they make me wanna melt their face away. Like I once made them spray, now I can make them put the canes away. Been thugging all my life. Can't say I don't deserve to take a break. You'd rather see me catch a case and watch my future fade away. And the swagger of a college kid. Allergic to the counterfeit. Impartial to the politics. Articulate, but still a grab a by the collar quick. Whoever having problems with their record sales, just holler till. If that don't work and all else fails, then turn around and follow still. I got love for the game, but hey, I'm not in love with all of it. Could do without the fame, and rappers nowadays are comedy. The hooting and the hollering back and forth with the arguing. Where you from, who you know, what you making, what kind of car you in. Seems as though you lost sight of what's important when depositing them checks into your bank account and you up out of poverty. Your values is in disarray, prioritizing horribly. Unhappy with the riches cause you're pissed poor morally. Ignoring all prior advice and forewarning, and we mighty full of ourselves all of a sudden, aren't we?
Everybody watching what I do, come walk in my shoes and see the way I'm living if you really want to. Got my mind on my money and I'm not going away. So keep on getting your paper.
And that was T.I. featuring Rihanna, Live Your Life. Next up, Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are, going out to Tiffany from Anthony. I love you just the way you are, baby.
Yes. And that was Bruno Mars and Just the Way You Are, going out to Tiffany from Anthony. You listen to Sins Writer Request. I'm your host, Miss Sin City, and we are speaking with Miss Mimi of Celebrate Life, Inc. She's been telling us about her journey and about everything Celebrate Life, except one important thing. So she's been working on something very important recently. She took a little pause, but she's going to tell us a little bit about it and when we should expect said finished product.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead, Mimi.
Oh, boy. Are you speaking about me revealed?
I am.
I think
you,
you are. I
am.
Well,
so tell us
me
all
revealed,
about me revealed.
Me revealed. Me revealed. Yes, I did take a pause, a two, three year pause on me revealed. I started it back in 2013, I could say, and then I took a break because I lost my mom and my sister 3 weeks apart,
right,
in 2013. My mom to diabetes and my sister to actually colon cancer. And yesterday actually made it
oh,
4 years for my sister. Yesterday made it 4 years for my sister since she passed away. And I tried to continue to write, but then it was hard. It was really challenging. I had a lot of block moments because then I kept saying to myself, do I really want to share all of that with people? Do I really want to tell people the truth? Do I really want to tell people this? And then I started, and then I stopped, and then in 2014, I did like a small clip it and gave it to the guest that came to my gala in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, by next year, I'll have it. But then life happened again, and it just couldn't come together. And just recently, I came to terms with the fact that I'm not writing it for me. I think when you remove yourself out of something like that, like the big picture, that it's not for you, you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it for all the other people who needs to hear it, who needs to know that
right.
they can or they could understand what someone else is probably dealing with. And because my book is
mm-hmm.
not going to be just about surviving cancer, but it's just about surviving, period. You know, I think someone said it best at the brunch, that out of the 10 years they know me, they think their life is hard, but I've experienced so much in 10 years that some people probably, if they only experience one of the things that I experienced in 10 years, they probably would want to kill themselves. Something kept me. I always say, well, not something. God kept me. Prayers kept me. You know, love kept me. And I do want to share it because when you leave here, because, you know, we all have to leave here, someone has to be able to tell your story, and who's the best person to tell the story but
and
me?
Tell your story. But you,
so that's
okay.
why I'm writing it. I'm writing it.
I'm very excited for you and that. excuse me, not to cut you off. I got something stuck in my throat. I've been cacking like a person here in the back the whole time. Please excuse me.
It's sounded okay.
crazy on the radio.
You need some honey, girl. Honey and lemon.
I know. And Jameson.
Oh, yes.
Cut it right out. Yes. Cut it right on out.
With this weather, yes, you need that.
Yeah. No, I'm very excited about the finality of Me Revealed because with all the things that I, too, have been through, you know, I shared something with you recently
mm-hmm.
that you didn't necessarily know. And I find that sometimes when you choose your moment to share, that's the most important moment, not for yourself but for someone else, to let them know that they're not
mm-hmm.
alone, to let them know that, you know, they have a partner in their journey no matter what. So I'm very excited for Me Revealed. Do you have a possibility of when you think you'll be finished?
The goal is to have it out next year. No later than
okay, good,
my next anniversary for my
okay,
11th.
Okay, good, because you know I'm going to hold you to that. That's why I needed to know that.
I'm pushing.
Because y'all heard it here first.
You know,
since right or left. Yes.
I'm, You want to know what it is? I'm trying to figure out what direction I want to go with the book now, because I realize I don't have to do it all at once. I could give y'all a piece. You know, I kept trying to put everything together at once, but I realized I could give everybody just enough to get them started and make a way for series 2 and 3. You know, so
well,
at least if we
could
get through one.
You could
one.
Just start writing and stop. Right, but just write. Write as much as you can. And you write and you write and you write and you write. And then, you know, you'll know when to take a pause to really just kind of put it together. But the point is to get as much of it out on paper as possible, because we have a tendency, as creatives, we have a tendency to keep a lot of things in our head. Like, we roll around with ideas and things just kind of get stuck on the inside. I know, please, because I know every, like, at least 3 or 4 people on the line going to be like, Finn, yeah, when is your... la 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 dot dot dot.
It's true.
You know,
it's true.
So all I can say is, all I can implore you to do is just to write, because the story is no longer yours to keep.
Nope. Not
at
all.
It is for you to share. You have a purpose, and you've done so much, and you've helped so many different people just be comfortable in their space. You have much more to do, and that book will definitely help get you there, my darling.
It will. And, you know, not for anything. You said just write, and I do write. I write a lot. And sometimes I think if I just take the diary that I was writing during during that time, I already have a good half of the book written. But, you know, because, like you said, we're perfectionists as creators, you know, I'm like, oh no, but then I scribbled it. Oh no, I didn't use the right words. Oh no, I can't use that. I gotta start over. But
Mimi, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm very excited. Woo! Everybody clap.
I'm excited.
Don't worry,
too.
I'm gonna get a clap
thank
button.
Thank you, Sin. You're the best.
I'm gonna get
know,
a clap.
This
button.
Experience right here, I'm honored and I'm on high, because you know you're
yes.
holding me accountable now, and everybody heard me. So now I have to go work. I have to go do this. I have to do this for us.
Yeah.
For all the
yep,
survivors of all different types of things, not only just cancer, but domestic violence and just survivor of life.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
Survival of just life.
You know It's so crazy. People have no idea what your story is until you actually have to stand there and tell it. And if I tell you the things I've been through, girl, whew, all right, that's a whole nother book waiting to happen. Church up in here. But thank you so much, Mimi.
Yeah.
I'm so very, so very excited that you were on tonight and just sharing with us and telling us about yourself and your journey. And we are so blessed to have you. So thank you so, so much. Tell the people again where they can find you, website and everything.
Celebrate Life, Inc. on Instagram and Facebook. CelebrateLife.nyc for the website. And I'll be waiting. And once you follow me on there, I'll definitely share all the other Instagrams for the other businesses because they each have their own Instagram, and that's too much to say now. So just follow Celebrate Life, Inc., and we get it going from there, right? Right, Sin? Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. Y'all gonna find all her information on the Sin City Radio page and on the Sin City Twitter. Y'all know what it is. Sin City Radio on Facebook and Sin City Radio NYC on Twitter and Instagram.
Party.
You know, we keep it simple. That's right. Because we're going to a spa party, Al. And we're going to do it up nice. Thank you so much, Mimi. I really appreciate you.
Mwah. And kisses.
I absolutely love Mimi. So, excuse me, before we go, so much to everybody who is on the line, who's been listening the whole time. I hope you had a really good time. Tune in on Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. We have Indie Music Wednesdays with Ideal World Radio and Mo Don. He's going to be chopping it up with whoever his guest is going to be on this week, if he's going to have a guest, but also doing reviews, indie music, independent artists, doing their thing, showing up, just being here. And holding it down. So definitely tune in, same bat channel, same bat station, Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. Other than that, we're here every Monday night, Sin's Writer Request, I'm your host, Miss Sin City. You can send in your requests and dedications to requests@sincityradionyc.com. And I am going to leave you with Donna Summer works hard for their money because, let me tell you, Mimi, y'all don't even understand. Celebrate Life is one company, is the parent company to a plethora of other businesses, but they all span just the celebrating of life and living and survival and love. So she work hard for her money. I work hard for my money, too. Here's Donna Summer. See y'all later.